Hello and welcome to another in the Mark and Zach, the Outsiders podcast series, which is focusing around the idea of confidence. This is series five, and we are delighted to have you, as always, alongside us for our show. And please remember, you can always subscribe or download and get hold of your episode that comes out every week. What are we about, I suppose, is always a good way to start the podcast. And really, this is a podcast for those of you who feel that you have lost your direction in life and you are just really existing. And it's dawned on you that you've missed out on the whole chunk of your life because you didn't listen to your instincts, your internal voice saying, you know, I am more of this kind of person than the person that is living this life right now. And once you're aware of this, it does start to have an impact on you. So the question really is, what does it cost you by not following your dreams? Are you living on the outside in? Do you feel a sense of disconnect in terms of your life, your work, your social relationships? Do you feel like you belong in society? Do you fit in? No matter how hard you try, you just feel that you are cut adrift from what's going on around you. Well, I'm Mark, and my colleague Zach, who I'm just going to introduce in a second, we've been working on this concept for over a year now in terms of a podcast. And our job really is just to talk about our life experiences and make the best of our situation and reclaim, you know, the life that really we should have been making the most of a long, long time ago. So that's what we're really about. And we cover topics that relate to this issue every single week. So let me move on and introduce my co-conspirator and colleague, Zach. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. Good to be back. Very excited for this episode. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yep. Just had a lovely Easter break. And yep. I spent it joyously with my daughter, which was long awaited. And so she came over for a week, and we went about having a lot of fun together and spending that week together quite closely. Introduced to her to a lot of her long lost family that she hasn't met for a while anyway. So that was a great week. And I'm glad we managed to organise that. What did you get up to, Zach?
Well, I saw my children as well, actually. Oh. We spent a day together, and it was very lovely. What did we do? We just sort of pottered around. I took them to that place that doesn't sponsor our podcast with the big M, the big golden arches.
Oh, yes.
But my two are, well, my daughter is 20 next week. My son is 17 and just learning to drive, whereas your daughter is a couple of years younger, 14. Isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, she's 14, but she's turning into a little lady. And I have to say, it was a bit of a shock at the airport because I hadn't seen her for several months. And, you know, I was waiting, sort of the anticipation, the build up at the airport when you're waiting to see someone you haven't seen for a while. And it was quite funny because actually with my phone, I usually have it turned quite down. I don't like to have the phone ringing whenever possible. I know you're the opposite. And anyway, so I was standing at the airport, you know, waiting. And I just thought, oh, maybe I missed something. I picked up the phone and there were three calls going, please call me. So I'm on. So I rang her and she said, can you speak to this nice lady, please? And I said, of course. And it was the passport control people wanting to check that I was waiting, which I thought was great. It's nice to know that someone is taking some interest.
Yeah.
But anyway, she came through, and wow, she's a little lady now. It took my breath away. She's sort of about 6 inches taller, carrying her luggage, a suitcase, and we had a nice hug, and it was lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
So it's really important.
It must be quite an emotional thing because we come from different perspectives, as we always do in our podcasts. For myself, my children live with their mum. We split up 14 years ago, I think. but they lived close by. My children are about half an hour drive from where I live at the moment. So I've managed to keep, you know, I did the school runs and managed to keep a close connection with them in that sense. Whereas your daughter, Mark, lives abroad, lives where you used to live. So that the distance plays a big part in that. So we're coming at this from two different perspectives. But I suppose from your point of view, the emotion of seeing her after all these years must be quite...
Well, it's not all these years. After COVID, I managed to get over and see her and everything, of course. But nevertheless, the issue is the disconnection now over time, because obviously, like you, my ex is with her on a daily basis and I'm not, which is my, you know, this is the compromise that is made in life when, you know, you have to make a choice, but it's not the one I necessarily, it was one I was left with. And so therefore I have to enjoy the time I have, which we do. And that's the thing, we have a strong connection. And I think that's really the theme of our podcast this week. The importance of continuity and relationship building with children, very, very important, very integral to me, based on my own childhood and now fast forwarding with my own child. So I've tried to rectify a few things, despite the hurdle and the obstacles of being separated, which or divorced, which is which was my choice. But ultimately, there are things that need to be mended. There are, you know, along the way, and I think we're going to talk a little bit today about what we've done to ensure this relationship is intact.
Indeed, I think certainly from. We both share a similarity in that we both made that choice all those years ago. We were in relationships where we were unhappy and we made a choice to do it. From my point of view, I remember very vividly thinking before I decided to leave and before I sort of announced it, so to speak, when I was going through the internal discussion, I was very concerned about my children. But I also was very aware that I didn't want them, if I was unhappy in my relationship at the time, but I didn't want them to go through life thinking that they had to stay in a relationship they were unhappy with when they were adults. I mean, then they were only children, but I almost felt like it was important for me to stick to my truth and stick to my decision. However hard that will be, it's almost that philosophical thing where you have to make two bad decisions, but one is worse than the other. But neither one is particularly rosy, but you can get through these situations over time. And that was, to me, was quite important, that I showed them that you can make tough decisions and make them the best of it and make your life better, even if it does hurt people at the beginning.
Yeah, this basically goes back to making bad choices, and I think I'm a little bit harder on it than you are. I think I made a decision based on a weak footing, and that is my bugbear. That's my issue I have to deal with, which was a result of, in my opinion, the lack of real, genuine support I got as a youngster. So I put it down to that. What you're saying, I think, is right, that children should follow what, you know, what they want to do. I mean, that's definitely true, and make choices along the way. But the idea, I think, you see, what you're saying is, If you do something and then you suddenly decide you don't want to do it anymore, it's your right to stop doing it. Well, of course, but I think I'm a little bit harder on that sort of situation. I think the decisions and the foundations should be in place so the decision is the right one. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if things go a little bit pear-shaped or they're not working out according to plan, well, then you have to try and repair that. But to walk away from it, I'm not a big fan of. I think if you make a bad choice or a bad decision, you have to look at what lies underneath that. And I'm not one for, I mean, I've done this. I'm not saying I haven't, but I'm in retrospect, I think we should, wherever possible, say, okay, you made your choice. Now you've got to work with it. And to be honest with you, based on what you've just said, I mean, I just spent 14 years in a relationship, which wasn't like 14 weeks. And then saying, you know, enough, which could have been a smarter move. I don't know. But ultimately, these choices do have implications. And my choice, I think, was, do I want to be there ever present as a father, which deep down I did, but with the, in the better situation? Or do I want to, you know, try wherever possible and get out of this in order that I have a healthy relationship with my daughter, and a better one with myself than feel miserable. But I did sit it out for a long, long time. And in fact, I manifested that, you know, things would change so that I could, because I couldn't see a way out. But anyway, this isn't really what we want to spend too long on today. But in terms of making choices and decisions, I do think we need to have the best foundation for those life choices. And
I think so. We do. I mean, I obviously didn't get married or choose to have children based on a whim. I did it based on a history of a relationship with a woman who was a very loving and caring woman. So it just, we, people go on in different directions. I think that's where I sort of was coming from. And I think, like you, I chose what I felt was best for me and my children. I wanted them to be happy. Ultimately.
Yeah. I certainly didn't mean for it to sound like it was a whim. I mean, it's not a whim. I mean, also, I was also married to somebody I had a relationship with before. But it's not so much that we go off into different directions. I think if you're happy and content with what you're doing, and with, therefore, within yourself, then these issues really don't necessarily become one. But if you're not being true to yourself, I think that's where the issues lie. And I think this is what we're trying to do as the podcast. So we both weren't in the right place. Therefore, we couldn't respond accordingly. Zach, I mean, this is really a question really for the listener and the viewer out there. I don't know if you can relate to our discussion, whether you are also in a similar position or you have been in a similar position, and you feel like you'd like to reach out, communicate, share your ideas or stories with us. As you can see on the banner, there's an email. You can write to us at markandzachintro@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you, and we'd most certainly get back to you. And you can also drop a message in at our YouTube page, which will come up in a while, I think, when we have that up. I think we can see it right up there. Yeah, there you go. YouTube.com, Mark and Zach Are Out, which is a very strange title, but it does link with our outsiders theme.
It does. But,
yeah, so if you have any similar thoughts, experiences, issues, or something you'd like to share with us, then please, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. So I was just going to set the second point, really, I wanted to raise was, what have we done about the idea of building or getting back to relationships with our children? What have we done rather than thought about? What have we actually done about it? So, Zach, have you got any stories you'd like to, or experiences or insights you'd like to share?
Well, when it came to my children, I was very aware with two parents that have split, that the children had to come first. And what I was able to do to aid that was continue a relationship with their mother that wasn't angry or confrontational. It was about the children, and I would always do whatever I could to help them. I would, as I was living nearby anyway, it was easier, obviously, but I was able to go and help with school runs, with picking them up. I'd take my son to football in the mornings, on Saturday mornings, do the things that dads generally do in this sort of in the normal world. But obviously the situation, we were at the time the only parents who would split amongst the group of people. So it was a little bit abnormal, and there were a few strange remarks and a few digs from time to time about my personality and things like that, which, while it hurt, still in my head was that my children come first and I'm doing this for them. I don't care what anybody else thinks. They are the most important thing. And because I kept that line going, and, you know, with the development of technology, we've got WhatsApp, we've got all that sort of thing, and they have phones. So I was able to communicate with them on quite a regular scale. So from that sense, I tried to be as normal a dad as possible, in the sense of however I see normal to be. But I still don't, I mean, I don't think it's normal in relation to some other dads, but we did things. We've always done birthdays together as a family. I would go over for Christmas, for the Christmas morning, and then leave after they've opened their presents. Now they're older, I don't do that, because they're probably they're still in bed until midday probably. But and they would also stay with me regularly, and I'd do the school runs and stuff like that. So that's how I sort of developed this relationship. But I've also, because I'm now able to be more who I am, I opened up conversations about emotion and trust and how important it is to keep that line going. So I hope that it's helped them be more open with their emotions. Time will tell. But that's, I've tried to be more free, I think, and less rigid. That was me, a brief history. What about yourself, Mark?
Yeah, I always played with my daughter, and we used to draw and scribble and make pebbles and colours and all sorts of things together anyway. So we used to play and go to the playground and whatever. So we were always engaging in that regard. And I felt that I felt like I was in a prison sentence, unfortunately, in my relationship. Not that my ex was a good person, good mother and all of that. There's no real issues in that regard, but I just felt completely restricted, and that really did affect how I behaved, I think, is the point. And it restricted me in all the things. I don't think it really did, but I felt like I was restricted in all the things that I wanted to do, and therefore within. So I always felt that I was playing and active and watching and doing things with my daughter, but I was sometimes just wasn't there when I really should have been, you know, physically and mentally there. So I think I went the extra mile, and one of the things that I did with her, which I really did enjoy, I think I've explained before, is I wrote stories with and for her. That was our kind of connecting line, and she used to love that.
Yeah.
And so this is what I tended to do. And certainly when we were abroad together, we wrote our first book together, and I made sure that for her 7th birthday that she had this book bound and made up for her, which was, you know, an amazing moment for her, for both of us, and spurred me on to do the book series with her. But these are the things I've done to connect. Now, the problem is that she's growing, and which is good that she's growing, but she's growing, and these things are a distant memory. So I have to find other ways of connection. And I think the fact that she's getting older now and she can travel now means that we can do cultural tours, and we can spend time together a little bit more. The other downside, unfortunately, with social media is that she's now investigating. You know, she's now, she's now sort of integrating with the world on a much bigger platform, and she's got friends here, there and everywhere, which is really her, you know, like all teenagers, her main thing. So I do get to sit back a little bit. But for those of you listening and watching, can you relate to this? Is there, are you having similar issues? Do you feel that you are getting back to a relationship? What have you done to improve relationships if you are now separated, divorced, or living apart? And even if you're not, but you feel somehow outside of the relationship, what do you do to engage with your children? What do you do? We'd love to hear from you. You can see us on YouTube. You can email us here to let you, you know, to share your ideas and your thoughts. We would love to hear from you, because we have had feedback that this is a particular area that people are having issues, or let's say some challenges coming their way, because of the fact that they're not being true to themselves. Therefore, they feel like they're just existing, which I think we are very aware of, and we sympathize and we empathize with. And that's why we are running our podcast. Isn't that right, Zach?
It certainly is. It certainly is. It can make life very difficult and quite, very hard to, when you're pretending to be something that you're not. And I think certainly when we're talking about children, I think they're very capable of seeing through it. They don't have the same filters that we have as adults, that we learn, we're taught and we learn about. They can see, I mean, I certainly remember my daughter asking me why I was so unhappy when she was like 5 years old. And it's heartbreaking when you hear that. But then I remember a couple of years later, she said, it's nice to see you smile again. So, you know, it works both ways, and they do see and they sense stuff. So when they're certainly that age, and what I found, and you've got a couple of, your daughter's got a few years to catch up with mine, not that they ever will. But I love how it changes and develops the older they get, and it becomes interesting, and you start to have, I'm certainly starting to have some really interesting conversations about life and about stuff. And I think that is something to look forward to as well. Keep that connection going.
And the other thing, while she was over with us, she met, you know, lots of family members, and she's got a special relationship with one of them, a first cousin, and they're constantly in touch with each other, which is great for her, great for her cousin, but also great for the fact that she's going to probably spend more time coming backwards and forwards, which is also nice to know. So there is always a silver lining there.
There is,
moving forward. Yeah. So remember, you can subscribe on the YouTube channel. Please feel free to subscribe, and you'll get our videos and access to our podcast, which is out once a week. Please feel free to write to us, send any comments. You know, we're really happy to hear from you.
Indeed we are. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you, and or well, not seeing you, next week. We will see each other, of course.
We will. We'll be there again next week for another topic. In the meantime, it's goodbye from me, and it's
a goodbye from him.
See you next week, Zach. Take care.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.